Let us bow in meditation as the sun shines upon the earth, awakening the seed that lies therein, so that the light of truth shed its glorious radiance in the hearts and mind of all mankind, calling forth into activity the compassion of the universe. May the same light shine upon us all, giving us the insight to realize that life is one, so that we may constantly strive for the well-being not only of ourselves, but also of all people everywhere. Good morning, friends. How time flies, it's already end of February. In my message this morning, I will focus upon the annual Honganji slogan for 2015. It reads, "Embrace change, awareness, seek opportunities." May I repeat? Embrace change, awareness, seek opportunities. Does this slogan sound familiar to you? Late last year, the beautiful Honganji calendar was sent to you. Did you read the New Year's messages of Bishop Eric Matsumoto, Kyodan President Piper Toyama, and OBE Director Reverend Kevin Kuniyuki? They all touched upon the intent of this year's slogan. They encourage us to have a new look at our Honganji Kyodan and our Shin Buddhist life in 2015 with change, awareness, and opportunities. The law of change is inherent in all things. Change is occurring in our environment, country, community, families, and individual lives. Shakyamuni Buddha taught impermanence, anicca in Sanskrit, because change is a reality. Many times we don't want to change. We are comfortable in the way we are, the status quo. But if we want to lead our lives meaningfully, we have to take stock and re-examine ourselves in the mirror of truth. When I go to neighbor islands for temple services and meetings, the temple members there say, "Sensei, you haven't changed. You look the same." I don't know if I should feel good about this comment. I am changing. I'm losing my hair and physical and mental strength, and I accept these changes. In our Buddhist path, we are taught to change ourselves, our way of thinking and attitude, to become truly loving and understanding. This is what is taught in the Golden Chain. The new Honganji slogan tells us to embrace change because it is needed. It teaches us to become aware of our limited finite self, which is filled with the three poisons. When this nature of the self is truthfully realized in life, we are accepted by Amida Buddha as the object of great compassion, as it is taught in Tannisho. We are allowed to change and become truly loving and understanding. Then, with awareness, we seek opportunities to work for others in the temple and the community. May I relate to you my experience of meeting with a person who, out of awareness, sought opportunities to work for others? More than 25 years ago, in the kitchen of Moiriri Honganji, Mrs. Shimeji Kanazawa and Mrs. Rose Nakamura talked about Honganji organizing a support program for the increasing numbers of elderly people. out of their awareness of this need, they develop a Buddhist community service caregivers program, Project Dana. It grew statewide and is now associated with the National Federation of Interfaith Caregivers Incorporated. In April of last year, Project Dana celebrated its 25th anniversary. I believe that there were numbers of incidents that motivated Mrs. Kanazawa to develop her idea. When she grew up in Kamuera, Shimeji had a younger sister named Emiko Ryusaki. She was 13 years old and was a brilliant and active girl. There is a book entitled Emiko's Sensei, A Memorial of Kyoto Izumi. May I repeat? Emiko's Sensei, A Memorial to Kyoto Izumi. According to this old book, Emiko grew up with Kyoto Izumi's religious guidance and support. One day, she suddenly developed pneumonia and she died in a matter of 10 days. She told the family and the friends gathered at her bedside not to cry because she was going to Buddha's land of peace, Ojodo. Emiko displayed extraordinary religious sensitivity and she selflessly comforted those around her. For Shimeji, who was a student at Hiro High School, Emiko's way of growing and studying happily was inspiring. But Emiko's death at an early age was devastating. But when she later remembered that Emiko went so peacefully, Shimeji's sadness was affirmed. She regarded that anyone's life was precious to be respected, regardless of age. I believe that this awareness inspired Shimeji later to work for others in the community. The term Dana of Project Dana has a special meaning in Shin Buddhist life. Originally, Dana was an act of Amida Buddha to direct wisdom and compassion to all beings. When that was realized, people were motivated to selfless giving. This altruistic work is called Hosha in Shin Buddhist terms, and many of us are the recipients of their Hosha. When the compassionate heart of Amida awakens within us, so-called mindfulness is achieved, and we are guided to the wonderful realm of interdependence in which we help one another in gratitude to Amida's teaching. This is living in Dana, selfless giving. In Dana practice, it is we that practice Dana, but Buddha's act of giving is embodied in our Dana practice. Let us open our eyes to rediscover the rich Jodo Shinshu resources. Let us succeed in our effort to learn the Dharma and practice it in our Shin Buddhist Sangha in today's Multicultural Society of Hawaii. This is to seek opportunity to make Buddhist teachings a living religion. Our PBA movement is such an endeavor. Embrace change, awareness, seek opportunities. This year's slogan urges us to look back at the wonderful legacy of our Kyōran and to anticipate the growth of Jodo Shinshu in our Hawaii Nei. inspired by the call of Amida Buddha, let us relate ourselves to others, members of the family and the community as friends of the Dharma, with loving kindness and compassion. Namo Amida Butsu, Namanda Butsu.